This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Friday. And on the menu this Friday is fisting.
Smooth helping.
Gobbledy gobbledy. Gobble that fist right up. As Melissa and I, prior to recording, we're just talking about, we got to get some more sponsors for the show. And I opened the show with gobble the fist on a fisting Friday. You know?
That's what the people want.
Yeah. And we just have to find the right brands that align with that. Adam and Eve, hit us up.
It's a shame that we've been doing this for so long and we still haven't had a sex toy.
Maybe I just need to email them.
Yeah. Put it on your to-do list.
I just wrote email Adam and I just looked at it already and I said, who the fuck is Adam? And so I just had to add the and Eve because
I got confused
automatically. And I was like, already?
Adam
as
in first man.
Yeah. Adam as in that dude from those paintings. With the little thing over his groin, right? Isn't that him? Or is that Eve?
I mean, they both would.
They both
have
covered the junk?
Yeah. Because, okay. I mean, we were, according to the Bible, we were just frolicking around naked, happy as can be, and didn't know. We weren't jaded, didn't know about sin or anything. Mm-hmm. And God had one demand, and it was like, do not eat from that tree.
A real tree? Happened? Or is it like?
Is it a real tree?
A metaphor. Okay.
And then Satan in the form of a snake was like, hey, Eve, come eat from this tree. It's the best fruit that you've ever had in your life. It's so juicy and succulent and so sweet. And you froze for a second, so I didn't know what was going on. And she was like, no, but God told us not to eat. And he kept tempting her. She went over there and ate it. And then she was like, oh, yeah, that's good. And then she convinced Adam to do it. And then God came over and was like, I told you bitches not to eat from that tree. And then Adam was like, it wasn't me, it was her. So instead of taking
day one.
Right. Instead of just taking responsibility, God was like, now you know sin. And then they were like, oh no, we're naked. And then that's why.
Sounds a little sus, but you know, hey.
Yeah.
People believe what you want to believe. Sound a little far-fetched to me. And it's not as glamorous as the Ark, you know? Like Noah's Ark, I'm like, yeah, I don't physiologically, sciencey, I don't get it. But like at least there it's dramatic, or like parting of a sea, and I go, dramatic. This one I just go, okay, we're just naming and shaming a woman for being hungry and getting a snack.
Well, she wasn't actually hungry though, because we didn't know of hunger, because you didn't need anything.
Okay.
It was about the desire and want.
Okay. Well, sometimes we just want a little snacky snack.
Yeah. But I think if Adam would have just taken responsibility, everything would have been fine. I put everything on him.
Oh, I'm here to blame any man, first man, whatever exactly. Man, that man.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, if you are new here, this is a
Bible talk.
Yeah, this is Bible talk starring us. But you might be like, what is this episode about? So this is where we read the results from our prior episode of But Am I Wrong? And you're going to probably be a little bit confused unless you've listened to that episode or any of those episodes before to kind of get an idea of it. So this is probably not the first episode of the podcast to listen to, but it'll still be here after you listen to the other one. Come on back to it.
I was going to say, it's been a few weeks since we recorded this episode.
Yes. So might want to refresh your memory. And I tried to include like somewhat like a little bit more details on this one so it would jog your memory, and so it also jogged mine. And this is for episode 91.
I'm up first. Melissa reminds us that America is racist because Nikki Haley forgot, which I thought it was so wonderfully phrased. Who is wrong? 1% said I was wrong. 99% said I was not wrong. Melissa is not wrong, but yes, America is hella racist. I would get racial remarks like, go back to Mexico, as well as my old neighbor from hell would literally wave his stupid Confederate flag at us whenever we go outside. He's dead now. Also agree with Megan when she said she should stop bringing up saying she's a child of immigrants when she leans towards Trump. Like, bitch, I'm a child of immigrant parents too, and I've seen the struggle and trauma from family members being snatched because racists would snitch on my family members to deport them. Sorry to rant, but fuck Nikki.
Wholeheartedly agree.
I want to talk about for a second before we move on. Her on SNL. So she was there and she was in the audience taking questions, and Io asked her if she thought that, meanwhile Megan is putting on mascara, Io yep. asked her if she thought that, or said that she, like, what was the meaning of this, is essentially what was asked of her. And Io, instead of like her really like responding, Io more so answered, and then she said, yeah, that's right. And so I feel like it was a big out for whatever anybody would say. Like, it wasn't standing ground on anything. Also, SNL is very, like, they try to come off as a very liberal show, but still welcome the right wing on. And I'm like, what are we doing? It was so stupid.
It pissed me off, too.
One of the stupidest things I've ever seen on TV.
I just hate that this whole thing of being like, we laugh at Republicans. I go, yeah, I laugh when Kate McKinnon is doing an impression of like an stupid fucking Republican saying some stupid shit or whatever. Or I don't even like Alec Baldwin, but like Alec Baldwin is doing Donald Trump. Like, there's a huge difference between doing that and like that's explicitly satire and social commentary on the ridiculousness of it. That is not the same thing as inviting on Republican candidates who are the same problematic people that you're impersonating, it's not like a, oh my God, we just one-upped the joke. And I go, no, you just completely like severed the joke in half. Now it's like, it's not that, because no one is giving them that same energy to their face.
Yes. And I also hate that they had Io be the one to do it.
No, Lorne Michaels is on my shit list for that.
Yeah. Yep. Is there someone in the room with you?
No, there's just like a very loud truck or something outside, and then sounded like metal.
Maybe there's a car wreck. I know it. The sound far too well now at this point.
Yeah. People love getting in car wrecks right in front of Melissa's house. Oh,
they do.
It's their favorite activity. Constant, like never ending.
Never ending.
Okay, so Megan says, not everything is for you. A rant about Danielle Bernstein's apartment. 3% said I was wrong.
Apartment.
Oh, apartment. You're right. Oh, I spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, we figured it out. 3% said I was wrong. 97% said I was not wrong. I would love to know if people went and looked at the photos of her apartment.
I honestly meant to vote Megan is wrong.
No, I need to show you. There's this one specific one of her bedroom. Them. No. It's one you haven't seen, because they didn't put it in the articles because they were like, this is so bad. It's one of those like typical apartment bedrooms where it's like you have the sliding closet doors. And she lime washed those as well.
I did see that one.
Oh, okay.
I did. I saw that article, but then I went and looked more.
Oh, yeah. I was like, this is so
It's a bathroom
weird.
That doesn't fit.
No.
The bathroom is the OG, but they should have just, if you're going to do it, finish it off.
Yep.
Someone wrote in.
Yuck.
Did you put the yuck there?
Yeah. I literally had to pause it and like find it, because all the screenshots I found, and like I'm annoyed because that little like red bubble behind the yuck was initially that pink color, and I must have changed something else and clicked like change all color to this one. But yeah, so it was like the best screenshot I found, but the face was, she said High School Musical yuck, and I wanted to make sure it just said yuck. Yuck.
I've noticed that my dad says yuck all the time in the same way.
And what you're saying is, am I a Kiki fan? I agree with the point I think you're making. It's like when people buy a house with a lot of character and a specific design style and turn it into millennial gray laminate floor hell. At that point, just buy a basic house and leave the cool house to people with taste. Yes, Zoe, that is exactly how I feel. And I have such strong feelings about the gray laminate floor. But I do think sometimes we need to talk about the what people who think they're doing, like, oh, I'm not doing that. I'm not totally destroying it. And it's like, but you are. Just find a blank slate. Find something that already fits in that. Don't take apart this beautiful old gorgeous brownstone exposed brick. Like, you're gonna lime wash brick?
Can you undo lime wash?
It's paint, but it's a specific kind of paint, but I know,
it's a little gritty.
Yeah. I would assume if she's lime washed, like it's smooth. So I think that she did concrete over.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
All right, then we have writer number one versus in-laws that show up any time of day, week. Who is wrong? 1% said the writer is wrong. 99% said the writer is not wrong. The writer actually wrote in like a long time ago.
You guys read my email in this week's, but am I wrong with the in-laws? I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom at the moment, and my husband is an engineer who works full-time. He will take off work in order for them to visit. This visit freaking sucked, and afterwards, my husband finally woke up. They got here in the middle of breakfast. I was still in my PJs, and they sat themselves on the couch, and they complained about hating their Christmas gifts. Christmas was like a month ago at the time of the visit. I'm like, okay, I woke up early, stress-cleaned, and opened my house up to you at an inconvenient time, and you complain about Christmas gifts? No thank you for having us or anything. This pisses me and my husband off so much. He was just like, okay, well, we went out of our way to accommodate you and you sit here in our home and complain. So we have finally agreed that they will visit on our terms and that it isn't worth the stress because they're honestly living in their own little world and are ungrateful. LOL. I'm so glad he woke up.
Yeah. Someone said she's pregnant and they're adding extra stress onto her. Also, the husband deserves a smack with a chancla for not supporting her, especially when she's pregnant.
I wholeheartedly agree to that. And also a lot of other people said that they loved the image choice. What a great movie. I love that movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh my God, you would love it.
I know I would love it. I don't know what was going on in life.
I don't know, because I want to say I'm pretty sure I saw it in theaters at least 2 or 3 times. Like, it's so good.
I love Jane Fonda as a whole.
Me too.
I haven't finished like the last few episodes of Grace and Frankie because I don't want it to end. But then I'm also like, they have so many movies together, yeah. Like, and they're still making them. Like, they put out at least 2 or 3 a year.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not going to be lacking in any content between the two of them. But I feel the same way about shows that I love. Like, I will sit on like the last couple episodes for a long time.
Yeah.
Because it feels like they don't actually end then.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have writer number two versus making straight men scared. Who is wrong? 1% said the writer is wrong. 99% said the writer is not wrong.
And we have an update from the writer.
Okay.
First, they said, now, why that photo?
Well, you should know that I did initially think of doing a photo of Chris Hemsworth as Thor screaming, but I realized I don't know enough about Marvel to know if, like, canonically Thor is like a straight man. Like, I don't know if, like, you know,
I think he had a little thing with somebody else before with another fella,
because then I was like just trying to go through, because I was trying to go, I'm not gonna do it for like a real life person, so I was like, let me go for like a character where it's like very much well established. And then I got in this rabbit hole that I go, I actually don't know. Anytime I was picking like a stereotypical, what we view as like a hypermasculine straight man character, I went, I'm actually not confident that canonically, like, they are straight. And so I was like, I can't do this. And so then I thought, hamster, rodent.
Natalie Portman, I haven't seen Thor Love and Thunder, but Natalie Portman said that this one is very gay. So might need to
tune in. Which one's that?
the one where she turns into Thor. That's why I called her Girl Thor earlier.
Is that out yet?
Yeah, it's been out since 2022. It was during the pandy, like we weren't going to the theaters.
No, but I've definitely seen it. Because as soon as you said it's pretty good, I went, I'm pretty sure I've seen it. Yes, I have. And it is. But yeah, that to answer your question, that's why I picked the little rodent. Hamster, guinea pig.
Whatever it is. Exactly. They also said, also one of them did apologize and is still single. They said, only one of the straight men did defend me, which I totally forgot to mention. My friend, you gave their name, so I'm not going to tell them. Let's call him Brian. My friend Brian, who's dating my cousin, and not going to lie, I think tries too hard to be an ally because he randomly asked if I was serving cunt. I mean, I was, but where the heck did he learn that from? It's funny.
No, I love that. That is like the definition of like someone ended up on Drag Race TikTok and is like heavily invested and is like, I can say all these phrases.
One of my straight guy friends was like, had tweeted out, what does serving cunt mean? And this was also a straight black man. And I was like, if you don't know, then it's not for you.
Wait, they said that or they asked what it meant?
They said, what does serving cunt? No, someone has said something about serving cunt. And then he quote tweeted and said, okay. What does serving cunt mean?
If you need to ask, you don't need to know.
Right.
And also like.
And that's what I responded back to him.
As a girl, as a girly girl, I never needed to learn the definition of serving cunt. Like it was just like.
It was just there. It makes sense.
Yeah. No, like serving cunt. And I'm just like, okay. And the sky is blue. Like mm-hmm. What? Like it's just like there's no learning curve at all there. So. Oh, that's funny.
And then wrong of the week. Who is wrong? Abrazo Holmes. 96% said Abrazo was wrong. 4% said Abrazo was not wrong. Are these the awards that they've won?
Yeah, this is one holding them. And they do also look like bottles of alcohol, which I just, why are you wearing sunglasses in the photo? I really need everyone to like make sure they go look at the website and see.
And read everyone's bios.
Please do. Because it is
so
bad. The
pictures. Everything.
And the one black man there who just has sadness in his eyes. Like he just looks so miserable. And yeah, the Selena home is still up for the record, everybody. And
they're all like all of them are still up, but they don't have the same description anymore.
I don't think that the Anne and the Harriet are Tubman?
We were looking, it was Harriet, but it didn't have Tubman on it anymore.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, the only ones I've been able to find when I was searching for images that still existed under those names were the Selena. Mm. And I don't know what, but I think they might have even changed the first names of that because people were searching it so much.
They did win awards for those specific homes. So I'm sure those are what they're holding in this hand. I think the Harriet, they won an award for, which seems...
I'm still not over this one, Melissa. Like, I think about this all the time. And, like, I can't believe that, like, they're just going to get away with it. They're just going to, like, keep on keeping on. And, like, imagine you apply for a job at, like, LinkedIn and, like, you Google the company lore and you're like, whoa, what? Like, it literally sounds like an episode from a sitcom.
I know, because they're just like, we are such feminists. Like,
this
that's
is
something
really like
what
Jay
they were
would
thinking.
Do in Modern Family. He would like name a closet something and they were like, I'm going to name this. And it's like just like notable gay figures. And it's like, yes. Because of closets. And it's like, mm-hmm. Jay. And then and literally, and Gloria's just like, no, 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 no. We cannot do that. And Haley's like kind of a serve. And it's like, no, 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 no. Like, it's just, I can't even wrap my fucking head around it. It's going to be like, it's going up in the Hall of Fame with George Santos for me.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a really,
it's a really
good,
good
one.
Then my wrong of the week are nominated Pastor Eli Regaldo and Pastor Crypto. 99% said he was wrong. 1% said he is not wrong. And someone had written in, a while ago. Someone said, I'm currently listening to the latest episode of But Am I Wrong? And have a personal story about the holy crypto. My father-in-law fell for that scam and we warned him time and time again. A coworker had introduced him to crypto, but it was supposed to be something small. But my father-in-law likes to bring God into everything. So his online church started talking about crypto and this man decided to spend mass majority of his checks into the scheme. We'd warned him against it because he was so deep, he would end up borrowing money from us to pay his fucking bills. Then once he got a larger than average check and asked my husband and I how he could cash it because he needed to send it through some ATM system to the quote unquote orphanage. The check was quote unquote from the church and he was the messenger. So my husband took him to Walmart to cash it at their money center and Walmart said, nope, what the fuck is that? I don't know how he figured it out, but eventually he did. And my husband would sometimes have to drive his dad to a gas station ATM to send money he was donating to one of the orphanages or the church sent him to donate. My husband never realized what his father was doing at the ATM until I asked him. And I once had to talk to his dad about it because he was tearing his family apart because he didn't support his wife's medical care, who eventually passed, RIP. He didn't buy groceries. He didn't pay when he promised to for our wedding, making us dish out $3,000 out of our asses. And he didn't have enough money to get himself a car when he easily could have. God.
Terrible.
I don't know how it took so long for the predatory churches to hop on that crypto.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I did get some answers that you have been searching for. My mom is team Jacob, even okay. though she hasn't seen the one that Melanie won't let her see.
She said, fuck that sparkly boy. Give me the boy with those luscious locks.
And luscious is a bit of a stretch.
Well, it is a wig.
I know.
And it is, honestly, like, when you look at the first Twilight movie, everybody's like, oh my God. I look at that and I go, budget indie. Mm-hmm. That hair is thin.
I don't think he has that hair in the first one. It's in the second one, right?
No, he's got the hair in the first.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't see it because it was so thin.
That's how much I was paying attention. When I mentioned that she hadn't seen it, Melanie was like, she's never going to see it. And I said, she can't get the full experience if she doesn't see it.
Yep.
And Melanie was just like, absolutely not. What's the other one's name?
Edward.
Edward is barely in it, I said.
And who hates that? I did accidentally, when I was making Mots watch them, I did accidentally skip one. Not on purpose at all. I skipped Eclipse. And I didn't even realize until we finished all of them. And then I was like, and I still to this day couldn't tell you what happens in that movie. And I've seen it. But I was like, I skipped it and then nothing changed with the plot. Oops.
Oh, well.
Might be. How close are you to finishing your Monopoly sticker pack?
I haven't been trading with anyone, first of all.
First of all, I know that.
It gets tiring.
Which is why maybe we can do some trades.
Okay. I did cash in not that long ago.
For the 1,000?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saving that for. Way.
Like, I wish I could have one where I'm just like, I'm not gonna buy. And of course, now the cash boost goes in when I'm just trying to look at stickers.
I know.
I have 175 out of 189.
Okay. I have 181.
Okay. I'm gonna let the die roll.
I know. I just, as soon as I got the cash boost, I said, "Uh-oh, got to get my last one up in here." They're doing another one of that, like, little cute. I think her name is Sophia, the cute little adventurer girl. Mm-hmm. She's coming up next, I think.
Nice. I like hers.
That's really fun, and so I want to like save a bunch of rolls for that. But she's such a cutie. Have you been playing? Have you seen people who played on airplane mode?
No, I didn't know you could even do that.
So, but you have to, basically, all of the roles are predetermined. And so you play at, like, you turn your phone on airplane mode. I haven't done it, but you turn your phone on airplane mode and you play with just like a single dice roll. And then you write down where you land for all of them. Then you delete the app and then you turn airplane mode off, re-download the app, and then it didn't happen. And then you bump up all of your, like, what the ratio, like the number of dice you use per roll. And then you can, that's how people like are really crushing it. I haven't done that because I can't
do it,
math.
That's so much effort. I don't know. I got on the side of TikTok of people that were talking about how addicted they were and how they've had significant others having to delete. And now it's like on my For You page all the time. And I'm like, I'm not going to get to that point. I tried that app.
Me too.
I didn't like it.
Me either.
Okay. We'll have to go through ours and just see. All right. I think that's it for today. Please tune in on Monday for Don't Blame Me. That's where we give advice. It's odd if you're listening to this and don't know that already. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, see you next Tuesday. That's where we just chat it up. And this week I'll be talking about my massage experience.
I've been waiting for this one.
And nothing on Wednesday. Take a little break. Listen to old episodes. I've been thinking of maybe putting the old episode on Wednesday so then people could hear.
Big brain activity. I love that idea.
Great.
You're very good at coming up with things that like make so much sense. But, like, I was never going to think about that. Like, it just feels so intuitive, but there was no intuition on my end. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And then Thursday you get Don't Blame Me and you can vote next in 2 weeks if you listen this coming up week.
Just roll with it. Just roll with it. It's a great time. We're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Join our Patreon too. If you want to play Monopoly Go.
Monopoly Go and see the videos and join the live streams.
Make some friends.
Mm-hmm. All right. We will touch base.
That's a great one.
Later.
Touch your base later.
Goodbye.